Добрый день, добрый день. Welcome to Survival Russian Course, and this is podcast 5, подкаст номер 5. In this podcast, we are going to continue learning to read. Well, I hope that you have watched my video, and if you haven't, please use the link above and go and watch it. I've noticed that less and less people watch these videos, so if you think that it's not like useful, maybe I will not be doing those videos. But I've noticed that really a low percent of participants of this group are watching those videos. Okay, anyway, so we will read now by syllables. Читаем по слогам. Please take a look at the picture that I'm sending right after this message, and I am just follow these words by the columns. Каша, небо, рыба, рука, беда. By the way, I'm sorry I didn't tell you that these are real words. These are just not syllables that don't make sense. These are words. For instance, kasha, porridge, neba, sky, ryba, fish, ruka, hand, okay, etc. Vada, water. Okay, so let's continue reading. Gusi, dela, gele. Зима, куры, лето, муха, нора, пена, рама, сало, цена. Цена means price. Щука. Now column 2. Лапа. Коза. Весы. Губа. Море. Море means the sea. Мама. Well, you know what it means, мама. Папа. Папа, I'm sure you also know what it means. Чудо. Поле. Пила. Лужа. Лучи. Ноги. Река. Река means river. Кино. Кино means the film or the movie theater. Заря. Лапа. Жара. Гора. Гора means mountain. Шуба. Шары. Часы. The word часы means clock or watch. Бусы. Роза. Роза, this is the flower, rose. Жаба. Лыжи. Буря. Сила. Вата. Лиса. Ваза. Сова. Буря. Тина. Сажа. Баня. Do you know what баня is? Баня is a kind of a Russian sauna. So, if you haven't tried it, then you should do it. Russian banya is really amazing. Okay, the next word is Дети. Дети is also a very important word that you have to know, but we will learn in the further lessons anyway. The meaning is children in the plural form. Дети, children. And the last word here is луна, луна, which means the moon. Okay, луна. Okay, so we have read three columns of words, two-syllable words. And I don't think they were like too difficult for you to read, even if you are making the first steps in your Russian learning process. I'm sure that after watching my first video, the sounds, and now like reading these syllable words, you know, you are feeling like, wow, I can read. And if you're feeling this way, please send me a message in direct and tell me like, oh my gosh, I can read. You know, I really need to know how many of you are starting from zero. Okay, this is important to me. So please write this message to me. Also, if you haven't watched the video, please do it, because in the video on YouTube, well, the link is above. Very simple to click on it and watch it. In that video, I am explaining you the sounds of Russian alphabet. So in this podcast, I am not explaining you the sounds of the alphabet, because I already did it in the video that you have to watch on YouTube. Okay? Now, we have read a bunch of like very, very easy Russian words, and some of them are, you know, some of them are common, some of them are not. The most common words have been translated by me, so you would know the meaning, like mama, papa, море, ноги, река, кино, дети, луна, часы, рыба и так далее. Цена, okay, price. But I'm sure that you have noticed one weird thing. Have you noticed that the stress, you know, it's not like in the same place all the time? You know, sometimes the stress falls on the first syllable, sometimes the stress falls on the second syllable. And you're like, oh my gosh, how do I know that stuff? And, you know, yeah, you have to face it. This is one of the problems of Russian language, is that the stress is not, you know, stable. I mean, by stable, I mean it's not in one place all the time. I mean, there is no rule that explains you and tells you like, well, in this like type of word, you have the stress in the first syllable. In that type of word, you have the second syllable stressed. No. I'm sorry, but this is not so. So, what do you do? Like, how do you write? Well, how do you read the correct spelling, correct stress? Unfortunately, you have to check every word individually. But there are not a lot of resources that will help you actually read, the word with the correct stress. And this is the problem, especially for starter learners, because they don't know where to put the stress, how to do the stress in the words. So for this, I would recommend you my Instagram online dictionary. This is @learn_Russian_words. So if you go there, I have like the biggest Instagram dictionary there, and I pronounce each word individually correctly, plus I also indicate the stress of each word. Okay, this is very important. Do not be frustrated and don't worry about the stress, because you will gradually learn the words, you will gradually learn the stress. But for now, it's important for you to start read. Okay, so I hope you've practiced this. My suggestion to you is that you listen to this podcast again and try to read it by yourself. Okay, read these easy two-syllable words by yourself. Okay, and then check if this reading was okay. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later today. Have a great day. Bye-bye.